Welcome to the German Jewish History of Berlin City Tour. We are at Rosenstraße 1 in the former Jewish Quarter. Berlin was founded in the 12th century on an island along the Spree River. The island city was called Köln because we assume its inhabitants arrived from Cologne, a city in the western part of Germany. The land which we are standing on was called Berlin. Jews were living in Berlin since the 4th century and in Köln since 321. Last year, they celebrated 1,700 years of Jewish people living in Germany. In the 16th century, Prince Joachim II died. Before he died, he had borrowed large sums of money from a Jewish man called Leopold ben Yudel Klakim. The son of the dead prince did not want to reimburse the money, so he accused the Jewish man of killing his father, stealing his money, and then killed the Jewish man. There is a church next to us, close to the TV tower. It's called the Marian Church. In front of this church, the Jew Leopold was quartered. When he was killed, he was cut into four equal pieces, and the Jews were expelled from this municipality. After that, and for the following 100 years, Jews were not allowed to live here. 100 years later, another prince from the same family also needed money. He heard that the emperor in Vienna was expelling Jews out of the city. So, the prince sent the Jews in Vienna a letter inviting 50 Jewish families. Only those who could prove to him that they had 10,000 golden coins could come, so just the millionaires. This was how the new Jewish community in Berlin was established. We are now jumping some centuries ahead to the time when Nazis came to power. How many Jews were living in Germany in 1933? Only 500,000, just 0.8% of the population. The Nazis were blaming them for the collapse of the country, even though they had consisted less than 1% of the population. They did everything they could to make the Jews leave. Nevertheless, many could not leave because there was no country that would welcome them. In October 1941, there were 130,000 Jews still living in Germany. The Nazis said, "That's it. We do not want them anymore. We will start sending them to Poland, to the east, to the ghettos in Minsk, Kona, Lublin, and Warsaw." At the time, Jews were working in factories producing weapons. On Saturday, February 27th, 1943, the Nazis organized a secret action called Action Factory. They stormed all of the factories where the Jews were working, arrested them, and sent them to Auschwitz. Goebbels was the minister of culture and propaganda. He told the German people, "Berlin is free of Jews," but he was lying. It only appeared to be true because the remaining 4,000 Jews who were still in the city weren't going to work. They were hiding because they had been warned by other Germans. With the help of some Germans, 1,700 Jews successfully remained hidden in Berlin until the end of the war.